This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Compost happens, even in winter. I have to admit, at first I was leery about putting a kitchen compost bucket on my kitchen countertop. I thought, it's gonna stink and attract fruit flies. Ugh, those things are so annoying. But I really wanted some type of container to place my coffee grounds, tea bags, veggie peelings, and such until I had a load to take out to the compost pile. I was pleasantly surprised at the cheap stainless steel kitchen counter compost bucket I found at a local big box store. You know, the one that has everything from horse apparatus to clothes for your toddler? It didn't smell. In fact, it lessened the smell because it's confined. The garbage under the sink would get more ripe than this thing does sitting on the counter. I've since bought a ceramic one that looks like a mini garbage can. It looks good, and it's just as stink-free. Not only can I put the coffee grounds in it, but lint from the dryer and behind the fridge. Don't tell anybody. Small quantities of hair, pet rabbit and hamster droppings, aquarium water, algae and plants too, eggshells, orange peels, and faded bouquets. Oh my. Toss in spent flowers from your African violets and cyclamens, the faded leaves of any indoor houseplant, and you've got yourself quite the bouquet. Remember, too, that when you haul stuff out to your compost pile, you can layer it to speed up the process. By that I mean use layers of green, that's your kitchen scraps, and layers of brown, that would be your chopped fallen leaves, sawdust, and dried dead plants. You don't have to pay a lot of money for a kitchen compost bucket, and I never thought I'd say this, but there are some really cute compost buckets. I'll have a link from GardenBite.com to a variety of choices. Check them out. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. You can also email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.